In this bulletin, the first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine arrives at Sydney Airport. A Liberal Party staff member alleges she was raped at Parliament House in 2019 by a colleague. And Manchester United condemns continued online racial abuse targeting striker Anthony Marcel. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Australia's first shipment of 20 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine has arrived in a high-security operation at Sydney Airport. Phase one of Australia's six-week vaccine rollout is on track, with 80,000 doses for the first vaccines commencing on Monday. Health Minister Greg Hunt says 142,000 doses touched down and are now subject to security and quality assurance.
To ensure that temperature maintenance has been preserved throughout the course of the flight, to ensure the integrity of the doses and to ensure that there has been no damage. Batch testing of some of the doses will be undertaken by the TGA, but subject to that, we will then, on the advice of Professor Murphy's Vaccines Advisory Committee, make sure that 62,000 doses are provisioned for second doses.
Quarantine and frontline health staff will be given priority doses, with around 30,000 doses earmarked for aged care facilities. The Morrison government has expressed its regret to former Liberal Party staffer Brittany Higgins over the handling of her alleged rape at Parliament House in March 2019 by a colleague. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office has confirmed its involvement in managing the case and described Ms. Higgins' account of the alleged sexual assault as deeply distressing. Mr. Morrison says this matter is under consideration by police.
The government has aimed to provide Ms. Higgins with her agency, to provide support to make decisions in her interests and to respect her privacy. This offer of support and assistance continues. It is important that Ms. Higgins' views are listened to and respected.
Former media advisor Brittany Higgins claims she felt forced to choose between reporting the incident to the police and maintaining her employment. Ms. Higgins alleges the assault took place in the office of the current Defence Minister, Linda Reynolds. Psychiatric wards at three Melbourne hospitals have been locked down and contact tracing is underway after a worker tested positive to COVID-19. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed Victoria's new locally acquired case is a woman who attended a family function with a COVID-infected hotel quarantine worker on February 6. She's linked with the Holiday Inn cluster, which now numbers 17.
She is asymptomatic. She had worked in a psychiatric unit at the Alfred and on psychiatric wards at the Northern Hospital in Broadmeadows. Even though this individual's result is unclear, we are assuming for the purposes of contact tracing and a rapid response that she is in fact positive. Those services have had those wards locked down. Staff, all those that she may have come in contact with are all isolating and are being tested.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has joined other ministers to mark the 13th anniversary of an official government apology to the country's Indigenous population for their historic mistreatment. Mr. Morrison has said the past actions, including the removal of more than 100,000 Indigenous children from their families and communities, had to be acknowledged. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says if Australia doesn't address the gaps, incarceration and mental health rates will only widen and there'll be the making of another apology in the future.
The anniversary of the apology also demands we look to the removal of Indigenous children going on now. Last year's Family Matters report points to a troubling trend. Put together by the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Child Care, it tells us that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children represent 37.3% of the total population of all children removed from their parents. But they represent just 6% of our total child population.
In sport, Manchester United and the Players' Union have condemned continued racist online abuse targeted towards striker Anthony Marcel. He was again on the receiving end of it following Manchester United's 1-1 draw with West Bromwich Albion. Earlier this week, Instagram announced new measures to tackle online abuse in response to a wave of recent abuse targeting footballers. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 34. Adelaide sunny, 33. Melbourne mostly sunny, 31 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 24. Similar for Canberra, 26. Wollongong, a few showers, 22. Much the same for Sydney, 26. A few showers in Newcastle, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28. Cairns, a possible morning storm and rain, 29. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.